Hi, I'm Rilo.
And I'm Garden.
And you're about to listen to an episode of our podcast. Neat.
And we assume you love the Venture Brothers because why else would you be here?
Unfortunately, on September 7th, Jackson Public announced that the show had been canceled a few months ago while he and Doc were in the middle of writing season 8.
That's a very un-Hank thing to do.
The most un-Hank. Adult Swim says they'd like to figure out how to continue the story and let the boys of the Astro Base give us the thrilling conclusion they spent 17 years building up to.
So a fan movement has risen, complete with a petition, a letter-writing campaign, and a whole month of activities to let WarnerMedia know just how special the show could be for them if they moved it to a new platform.
You can find the link tree with all the information on how to get involved and do your part to show your venture pride on our social media at Guild Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, as well as under the hashtag Save Venture Bros.
And now on with the episode.
Initiating Guild transmission. Code Romeo. Echo. Charlie. Alpha. Papa. 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 Papa.
Hello!
Hi!
I'm Rilo, I'm your vet fan.
I'm Garden, I'm your baby fan.
And this is Guild of Calamitous Podcast, an unofficial Venture Brothers rewatch podcast. And this is our recap show! We finished season two.
Go over things. Talk about things.
Mostly you are. I'm gonna ask you questions.
Oh dear, I was not prepared for this.
Yeah, I know. I like to catch you off guard. Because, I mean, I'm wildly familiar with season two and the story that comes after. So it's useless for me to speculate and to sort of dissect it and figure out what comes next. Because I already know. But, you know.
I don't even know where to begin, man.
So, Let's start. I mean, we've had a couple of days between recording the episodes for Cremation Creek and this, so you've had some time to percolate on everything. What are your general thoughts on season two? I mean, what were your feelings about it?
So this is, I think, the first season that I hadn't ever actually seen episodes from. Like, I knew the wedding, I knew that plot point, but I hadn't actually ever seen episodes from it. Or if I had, I'd seen bits and pieces and not the whole thing.
Yeah. So this was the first season, like, blind.
I'm going in 100% blind.
Yeah.
So I have no clue.
So, I mean,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know it's only going to get better from here on out.
I'm interested to see if, because as someone who does know the whole story and has watched it progress, did you notice the difference between season one and season two, like writing wise, story building wise, world building?
Yes, there was a lot more concreteness behind the world building in season two. It was also a lot fuller, so there was a lot more bits that you could latch on to. But it season two is also packaged really nicely as kind of like there's kind of a complete story arc there.
Yeah, you get
I know there is a story arc within season two,
which we do see, like, sort of arcing season arcs the rest of the series. Each season sort of has, I think the only one that kind of doesn't really have much of one but still does have one is season five,
but that's and season one doesn't really have one.
No, season one is very much it's very much an
introductory
an adventure of the week sort of thing. Yeah.
Whereas this, it had a lot more substance to it, but that substance was not so wide-reaching that it couldn't have been wrapped up at the end of season two.
Yeah. Yeah. So if it hadn't been renewed, it could have...
It could have been that would have been a satisfying conclusion.
It would have left us wanting more, but it wouldn't be.
It wouldn't have been like
soul crushing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, yeah, you know, it could have, like, it would have been one of those shows where, like, wow, that show could have gone places.
And it does, which I'm think we're all thankful for.
Yes.
But at the time, if I remember correctly, I don't think they for sure knew they were renewed for about a few months after, for a good long while after the finale aired. At least they didn't announce it officially until, like, I think New York Comic Con 2007, I want to say. So that's a full year after the finale aired. So yeah, you saw the changes. I mean, one of the big things when I first watched it as it was airing was the boys are now separate entities. They're differentiated.
Yeah, there's a lot more of a divide there, which we are starting to see towards the end of season one. You but start now to it's see Hank's much more apparent.
Hank's a little bit off. Hank's not all there. That's okay. We love him.
He's a special boy.
He's a special boy. So what would you say would be like the big season, the strengths of the season? Because it's still, you know... These are the still early days in the story and the characters. So, I mean, would you say that there was like a particular thing you're like, oh yeah, that's fucking genius?
I would say, yeah. I wish you would have like given me some prep time for this.
No, I want to get your
I would definitely say the subversiveness of it, because you know, again, we have to remember the time period. This is 2006.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of like heavy hitting, you know, storylines in television at the time.
And certainly not in animation.
Definitely not in animation, even in like adult animation. Like the best that you're gonna get there is stuff coming out of Japan with like far more emotional qualities to it, but that is a whole other thing with the history of animation in Japan.
Yeah.
The history of animation in America, however, does not have that emotional quality to it. And we really don't see that developing until the 2000s outside of movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
definitely not in the subversive way that Venture Brothers takes it.
Yeah, because, I mean, also, if you look at what was on Adult Swim at the time, it was very much, you know, Aqua Teen Hunger Force and...
Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken, I think, started the summer before this season aired. It had its first season.
Yeah, which is... It's fun.
It's fun, and or
I mean, the most show, yeah, you've like got that. You've got like The Simpsons and Family Guy, and them doing subversive jokes,
and Futurama occasionally getting a little deeper.
And sometimes Futurama just straight up makes you cry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. But you don't get like a lot of things going through, like, hey, one of our characters is really, really disturbing, and here's another one who's marrying and killing women. You know, girl Hitler.
Girl Hitler. I like how you're looking at Love Bites, which, if I'm dead honest, is probably my least favorite episode.
But it was also
of the
like
whole series.
I was not saying, you know, the other one was Sergeant Hatred, which I know that we have not truly gotten into.
Oh,
but there is enough of Sergeant Hatred that I'm like,
no.
I already have problems with you.
Oh, you're gonna be so conflicted. I'm so sorry. I'm just gonna give you a heads up. You're gonna be like, I'm starting to like this character. I don't know how I feel
about
that.
But you also have, you know, the problems within a relationship. You know, the very real problems within a growing relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is
Monarch and
it's fascinatingly portrayed, and it's
Dr. Fiance are yeah.
disturbingly accurate.
Yeah, it's probably the most real depiction of a relationship I've seen in fictional media, for sure.
I wouldn't say the most realistic. They are supervillains.
I mean, on a base level, beyond the supervillain.
It's up there. It's up there in one of the more realistic portrayals of a working relationship.
Like, of how a relationship really works. You really don't get that much. It's all sort of like, you know, it's all beautiful and everything's happy and wonderful. Like, no. I think the genius thing Doc and Jackson did with this season was remove her from the Monarch equation for most of it. Like, because then you really sort of see that, because a lot of people were like, she could do better.
Let's be honest, at that point, she could.
She could. Yeah.
Genuinely. I mean, honestly.
And it allowed the character to mature. It also allowed us to see that, you know, the other option was Phantom Limb. And let's be real, he's kind of a douchebag.
Kind of?
Very much a douchebag. Very much a douchebag. Half
of douchebaggery.
A lot of douchebaggery there. Yeah, there's a reason he's called the Phantom Douche, you know? What would you say the weaknesses are?
I would say that part of the weakness is that they were trying to keep it relatively contained because they didn't know that they were going to be renewed.
Yeah.
So there is a lack of extending storyline. Like, there are lines that they can take and take it out of. But again, as a season, it kind of holds itself in a bubble. I feel like I was okay with like, yes, if this was a show that I was handed and said, this was the last season, I would be, you know, kind of annoyed that it was the last season, but I wouldn't be upset.
Which is the issue people are now running into with season 7, because it was written
yeah.
with the fact that they had already been greenlit for season 8. So it was written under the pretense that, well, they're already greenlit for another season.
Yeah.
So,
whereas this one was written under the
it's a catch 22
of, do you write it for going onward or do you write it to be able to be self-contained? And I would say that there is, you know, another weakness is obviously the terrible outdated transphobia.
Yes, yeah,
like,
which
straight
they,
up problem
they,
there.
They drop that and Doc and Jackson's credit, they haven't shied away from kind of addressing it and saying, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not cool, guys.
Yeah, and regretting some other stuff involving trans culture that happens in season 4. That's sort of problematic, but not really problematic. And it's like, we'll touch on that when we get there.
Yeah. For as tactfully as they could have handled it, at the time, they didn't do a terrible job. They didn't do a fantastic job. They're not going to get the gold star, but they didn't fail the course.
And honestly, God love them for doing it, because I'll be dead honest. As a trans person, my first time seeing trans representation on television and being like, oh, that's people can do that. And it sort of being in the back of my mind, we're seeing the lovely Miss Hunter Gathers. And also, if we're going to go off topic into other problematic shows that are veering away from being problematic now, South Park was seeing Mrs. Garrison.
Mm-hmm.
Like, neither of them in general, like, don't get your hopes up. This is not going to be handled well in the end. Neither of them were handled that great. But the fact that they were even addressed and talked about is a huge thing. That and the fact that they have this show, and it only grows. Venture Brothers has probably the biggest cast of LGBT characters I have ever seen in a cartoon, outside of like a cartoon that was made for like, there's like one, I think it's Rick and Steve, that was like made for Logo, that is like a gay channel, so the cartoon is very gay. So there's that, and then there's Venture Brothers with this.
Like, yeah, so outside of being specifically made for the consumption by gay people.
Yeah.
And people LGBT plus.
And the fact that, and that's something really special, especially when Adult Swim, we are not Adult Swim's target demo. At least we weren't at the time. I think they're sort of.
Oh no! Now they do it for the girls and the gays.
Now they also do it for the girls and the gays. We're also included.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, at the time the target demo was not LGBT. It was teenage boys and
you
and who was
secretly, a teenage boy,
secretly a teenage boy. So. Or not so secretly. Let's be real. I was never subtle.
You were never subtle, man.
But yeah. So like, not exactly the target demo. So it was kind of really brave of them to do that.
It's very refreshing for that time period.
Yeah, especially
that time period. Like I'm back in the 1950s, but no, it was only like a decade ago.
Yeah, it was 14 years ago that these episodes came out. And I remember that because it was around the time when my sister told me she was expecting twins.
Ah, yes.
That was when I became an uncle. So,
which for the first time.
For the first go round, I'm now a
secondary uncle. Uncle Mark II.
Uncle Mark II, as of August, which I think we talked about.
Yes.
When it happened.
Surprise baby.
Surprise baby. It's what delayed our recording. But yeah, it was, and I'm gonna go off on a sappy tangent that I'm
that's okay
elaborate on, but
sappify
without spoiling anything, it's this show, and I've mentioned this to Chandra Free, who Spooky Chan on Twitter. If you check out her art, she's phenomenal. She has a comic book that's great. Please look her up. But I was talking to her about Venture Brothers and how I have a sort of different relationship than a lot of the fandom has, because while, I mean, either a lot of the fandom is either really young and have just discovered the show, or they're in their late 30s, early 40s, and started watching the show in their early 20s when it aired. But I have this unique perspective, and I'm, like I said, I'm gonna do a whole, like, fucking sappy video episode thing. I don't know. That's just me blubbering about this show. But I grew up with it. And so I grew up alongside Hank and Dean, and it was sort of like looking at the timelines, new seasons kept coming out at the years they came out always coincided with like massive like life-changing events for me and sort of like milestones that I passed. Like one of the ones, like the year I got to meet Doc and Jackson and go to San Diego Comic-Con, for example, was the year season 5 came out. And
I still have the bag you got me.
Yeah, I got you a Doctor Who bag. But that was also the year I started socially transitioning as well. And so there's like little things like that, and then I'm like looking at 2006. That's when we found out my sister was gonna have
babies. Twins.
Twin girls.
Surprise twins.
Surprise twin girls. So, and then there's like other little things like, oh, 2010 is when 2009, 2010 are when season 4 was airing, and that was like a big pivotal moment of dealing with my depression, and I changed schools to finish out high school. And so it's like it's weird that it keeps coinciding with these big moments in my life, but that was me going off on a sappy tangent, and that's like I said, I'll probably make a whole thing about it. So yeah, getting back on the topic of season 2, though, what was your favorite moment?
Oh, that's a hard one. You ask me these questions.
It's because I want your honest answer.
I know, and I'm like,
without you having to like make a short list and like figure out what's the better answer for this question, because there's no wrong answer.
I would say the moment that we truly see Rusty's absolute batshit crazy methodology to getting his shit out there in Who's Coming to State Dinner.
Guess is coming to State Dinner. The one that everyone hates. The episode everyone hates.
But there's the moment where it's just like, Rusty, you massive.
Ad hoc.
He goes into the president's office, with drops a device.
A nuclear device, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, Rusty, are you insane? Yes, but that's not the, you know, that's not the point. I would say that the other would be, you know, coming up probably, you know, equal neck and neck there is Brock's devotion to the family.
Yeah.
And the nanny episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and that's expanded upon next season. And
it's expanded upon a lot in this season as well. Like, there's a lot of just Brock
he
being
sees,
wholesome.
He sees the boys as his own. Yeah.
I just like that was such a heartwarming moment for seeing Brock say go Team Venture.
Yeah.
I'm just like, my soul has been fulfilled. So they're very two different spectrums there. You have the absolute
insane
disconnect from reality.
Yeah.
And then the wholesome, this is my chosen family. And I'm really big on the whole idea of chosen family.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably because a lot of my friends have really shitty, like, blood families.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, no, I am your family now.
It's like, no, we're family.
I'll make cool. you soup. I'll make you soup.
Soup for my family.
Soup for my family. Which I am doing this weekend.
This is soup for my family.
I am making a fuckload of soup this weekend for my family.
For your family. Yeah. I want to say in the season, he also says he calls them my family. He calls Hank, Dean, and Rusty his family. It might be next season.
I think it was. I do not remember that. So
it's not a big line, but it's still like it's like. Oh,
I would have remembered that because that would have made my heart go aw.
Yeah. So it might be next season.
I am an absolute sap, yo. I am a romantic sap. I'm gonna go aw, and that's gonna stick in my brain.
Yeah. You're a sap for anything sort of that gives you the warm fuzzies.
I like warm fuzzies.
We all like warm fuzzies. So we met some new characters this season. Who would you say, you know, at the end of the season, who's your favorite? Your favorite of the, like, maybe the season
the,
two
the
characters.
Newer characters, yeah.
Season two characters, yes.
Okay, so this one is going to be, you know, not a new season two character, but more fleshed out.
Mm-hmm.
21.
Yeah.
I love seeing, like, 21 really come into being 21.
Yeah.
You know, rather than just being, yes, henchman 20. No, he's now
21. 21 and 24. They're now, they're a team. They're a team now.
They're delightful. Like, I love seeing them grow into actual characters versus just being henchmen.
They're just being these henchmen that Doc and Jackson picked out from this crowd of lookalike henchmen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like that. That expansion for new characters.
Yeah.
If
you say Kim, I'll smack you.
No, I won't say Kim. Honestly, I kind of forgot she existed, which is probably for the best.
Yeah, please. For the rest of the fandom, forget she existed.
I'm just like, oh yeah, she was there.
For a long time it was at cons, it was just, when are you guys gonna bring back Kim?
I have no feelings for Kim. I'm so tired. I would have to say the Alchemist. Like
the Al?
Yeah, give me Al. Give me more. I love Al.
Well, you get more Alchemist.
Al reminds me of a lot of my parents' older friends.
Your parents' old gay friends.
I mean, there's a lot of them.
There are, yeah.
There are so many.
And having met their friends, yes.
There are a lot of. Because my parents, okay, like, this is again the whole chosen family thing, is that my family ends up being
massive.
The chosen family.
Yeah.
Because my parents are cool and they don't care.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're gay, you're trans, you know, you, okay, cool. Do you want a cookie?
Can I give you some food? Would you like some eggs?
Do you need eggs?
Can I offer
Please
you
take
egg?
Eggs. Can I offer you an egg at this trying time?
These trying times.
for our listeners who don't know, you know, the Danny DeVito joke behind that. My family has chickens.
So they really do offer up eggs. Regularly.
So it's like, hey, you came over, take some eggs, because we have like literally a gross worth of eggs in our fridge.
An actual gross of eggs
in the fridge.
That's 120 eggs, too.
There was at one point I counted, we had over 200 eggs in the fridge.
Yeah, I know. I think that was about when you said you need to come get
you
some
eggs.
You
need to come. I'm sending you home with eggs.
You need to come get some eggs.
Like when my mom comes down to visit me, she brings me like 3 dozen eggs.
You gotta have lots of eggs.
She's just
very
like,
eggy
eggs.
House.
It's a very eggy house.
A very eggy house.
But no, like our friends have always been diverse, so like seeing Al and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like a solid quarter of my parents' friends.
Yeah. It's like we all know plenty of older gay gentlemen who are kind of campy but and just a little fun. We like Al. I love Al. We see more of Al.
I like that was I'm like, yes, I love this.
Okay. So we ended on a cliffhanger. What are your predictions for what's to come in season three? Starting with, what do you think the answer to that question is?
Oh, fuck, which question? My brain just did a massive fart.
So it ends on Monarch, I'm.
Oh.
And then, what? And there we go. That's the end of the season. Yeah. What do you think the end of that sentence is?
I don't think it's pregnant. I'm going to say that straight out. I do not think it's pregnant.
You are accurate with that one, but yeah. Everyone thought it was.
No, because I had the wedding spoiled for me. That would have been spoiled for me. You would have spoiled that for me.
Well, the wedding is kind of common knowledge because
her character name
changes later on.
Yeah, but I also think that that would have been a big enough hiccup in the show that even me not watching it,
you would have known.
I would have known.
Yeah. And I will say ahead of this that was originally Jackson's plan, and Doc was very much against it. There's a whole thing in the book where he wrote the first episode, and Doc was like, no, we can't do this. He was very much against it. He said it was a stupid idea. It's all in Go Team Venture, which I highly recommend. It's a really good book.
But yeah, so straight out of the gate, I do not think she's pregnant. I do wonder if something about her arching on the side comes up.
Oh.
Cause she was starting out. She was getting stuff done.
Yeah, she was going to
the She still has her mom.
She still has Kevin and Tim Tom. Kevin and Tim Tom Moffat. We love that.
She still has them.
I don't care what anyone says. So I'm just going to state this right out the gate so no one gets any expectations for next season. I love Kevin and Tim Tom, and I will die on that hill. I know no one else likes them. I love those little monsters so goddamn much. They are hilarious. I will die on the Moppet Hill.
Another theory for you, Monarch, would be maybe something's happened. Maybe she needs to go somewhere, secret mission.
That's out there. Yeah, that's also a new theory. That's new.
That's interesting.
That's an interesting theory. That's a new one.
I don't know.
Everyone latched on to the pregnancy one.
Oh, no. I'm like, God, no. They would not pull that.
They wouldn't pull that early, this early.
That would not have paid off well.
Yeah, no. Doc was right. That would have been the stupidest
mistake. I don't even think it would have been the stupidest mistake. It just wouldn't have aged.
Oh, God.
And become as much as it has been.
No.
We wouldn't get 7 seasons out of Mom Monarch.
Yeah. Because she really does come into her own later in the series.
I have seen screenshots, and I don't know the story behind it. I've just seen screenshots,
You just know that you like...
There's more.
Dr. Mrs. the Monarch. She gets shit done.
Yeah, she's not gonna fuck around.
Yeah. So
that way.
So we
there's mission, also the fact secret mission. There's arching. The fact that she was given away by the sovereign. Girlfriend, what you up to?
Yeah.
What you up to? She knows, which is why I'm wondering
close connection to the sovereign.
I would say that's a bit more than close.
They never actually really I don't want you to get your hopes up, but they don't go into the
I'm just theorizing
ever,
at this point.
Ever. So don't get your hopes up of ever any resolution there.
I would not say OTP, closeness. No, God, no. I'm just saying there's some history there.
Yeah.
Girl, what you been up to?
You don't
really Girl, care. What you do? I don't care if I get it. I'm just wondering, like, there's going to be something with that. Not necessarily explaining it, but there's going to be something coming of that.
Yeah. Well, she's a smart cookie. She's
a smart cookie. She is a doctor.
She is a doctor.
She earned her degree.
And people, yeah, she is not an honorary doctor like Dr. Venture. No,
she earned that title.
She has her PhD. So
she earned. Yeah, like she's not dumb.
No, she's not. So those are your predictions for that. Where do you think things are going to go for? Because we now know a bit more about the inner workings of what goes on with the boys.
Now that the boys think they're getting a clone army for Christmas? Or we're getting a clone army and now they need something better?
Yeah. So, what do you think is going to happen next for the Venture Brothers, like the actual Venture? Well, I guess now there's like two sets of Venture Brothers, isn't there? Because there's JJ and Rusty, and then Hank and Dean. So what do you think is going to come next for the twins? I guess the boys.
Technically, they're both twins.
The boys though. Don't give me that bullshit. What was a baby tumor?
Yeah. So the boys. Well, I mean, I think you know the answer to what their Christmas present is going to be. It's a walking eye.
It's a walking eye. My really bad Dr. Venture impersonation is a walking eye.
I couldn't resist. It was too good. I saw the opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you for feeding that. Force feeding me that.
Oh, please. You're the one who was like, you know, food.
Please give me some food. Shove it down my throat. Thank you.
Yeah. Tube feeding.
Tube feed me the walking eye. So we now know, and they now know kind of about the Meat Boys, but not really about the Meat Boys.
They think the Meat Boys are where they're going to be their Christmas present.
Yeah. So,
which is, would you believe that?
I would if I'm that naive and dumb, like Hank and Dane are. I mean, have you seen them?
There's a certain level of stupidity that I think, yeah, at least Dean does not have.
Rise above that, yeah. I don't know. I don't know, man. Neither of them are. Hank's just happy to be invited to the party.
Hank just wants to kick ass and chew bubblegum. And he got a whole truckload of bubblegum for Christmas.
So don't worry, he's not going to kick any ass.
Exactly.
I mean, have you seen him? He's nothing. There's nothing to that kid. Like, Hank at least has, like, something to him. Dean's just, he's built like his dad. It is not great.
Shrimp. But I really don't know how, again, like, kind of like, yeah, I don't know how they're going to write that out of their brains. I mean, number one, they could die again.
They could die again. Who knows?
That is a very valid possibility, given the fact that they have almost died several times.
They have died 28 individual boys.
28 individual boys.
As we
make it a nice round 30.
Get dice round 30. Come on. That's just two more. That's just one more set.
Just one more set of boys.
Come on.
And then you wouldn't have to worry about them seeing the clones.
No, no, exactly. This is how, like, and you gotta know that they've thought. Thought about it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we've seen already. In season, it was season one. It was Ice Station Impossible. Hank asked Brock to kill him. If it came. Yep. To it, and he asked how he would do it, and Brock immediately knew the answer. You've thought about this, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, like, they would totally, you know, that is a genuine possibility. It's just kill the boys again. I don't think that's going to be how they're going to do it, because that would be shitty writing.
And they are anything but
shitty writers.
Yeah, I know. The whole show's I've said it in every discussion about this show. It is a masterclass in world building. It is.
Yeah, I think that would be an out. That is not the out that I think they're going to take.
Yeah, no.
They are going to have to top Clone Army for a Christmas present. I have no clue what Rusty's going to do. Honestly, he could get them a dog and that would make them happy.
And they did have a dog in the pilot. Yeah. So. But that's not canon.
Yeah.
But Rusty had a dog, much like Johnny Quest had a dog.
Bandit, and, yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Quest had Bandit. Rusty had Scamp.
So, I mean, having a dog would not be, like, totally out of character.
No.
But again, like, he could get them something totally mundane and they would go apeshit over it.
Yeah. I'm, like, trying to figure out the best way to say this. So the Christmas episode, the only Christmas episode they did is right after season one.
Oh, lol.
So
I don't doubt that, which is why I'm also thinking, like, they're probably just not going to address it too.
yeah,
which is totally fine. You know,
they can drop balls occasionally. It's fine.
Oh yeah. Is it the most important ball? Not really.
No, there's a lot of other balls in this game, a lot of other ones that carry a lot of weight, and you know they have force that can cause pain.
They're not cans of soup.
They're not cans of soup. We've been referencing this video. There's a viral video that is of
two girls
talking, and it's a TikTok of a with the voice
a certain
of a certain quote from a certain politician whom we shall not talk about ever. Because we do not wish to, believes
that
cans of soup are deadlier than bricks.
Because you can't throw bricks.
You can't throw bricks.
They're too heavy.
They're too heavy, but you can throw cans of soup. And then
cans of soup are the perfect size. And then you just say, it's soup for my family.
It's soup for my family. These are actual quotes. You can look it up. These are actual quotes.
Yep.
And so we've been ticking on, it's just soup for my family for like a day and a half now.
Because this weekend I am making soup for my chosen family. We're doing group soup.
So we collectively in like our group in our little Facebook chat.
Oh no, it's moved beyond that. It's now in my family.
Yeah.
It's soup for my family.
It's soup for my family. It's soup for my family. But we've been ticking on that particular line for like the last 24 hours.
48 hours.
It's been 2 days since I sent it to you, because I sent it to her, and then all of a sudden we're just like, it's soup for my family.
It's just soup for my family.
It's just soup for my family. soup for my family. So, what are you, like, excited for with season 3?
I am looking forward to the expansion of the world again. Like, I am ready to, like, more. Tell me more. Show me more.
And I will
There's more character development that I'm missing. I need to know it.
Yeah, there is a lot of character development in season 3. And I will say, visually, it is a feast for the eyes because they move up to HD. So they have to redid all of the backgrounds. And
yeah, it shifts to 1080p instead of 4x3?
This is where it shifts from standard def to high def. Yes.
My body is ready.
So there's a change in sort of the style because they have to redo everything.
My body is ready.
Your body's ready. It's a feast for the eyes. It's pretty looking. I'm excited for you to see the expansion of the universe. It grows exponentially and it grows rapidly, and you end up with more questions. As soon as you get an answer, you get another question. It's great.
You get an answer, but you get 5 more questions with the answer.
With the answer, you get 5 more questions. Yes. So I'm excited for you to experience it. I'm sure all our listeners are excited for you to experience it. And you will begin to experience it in the coming weeks as we record to build up for our drop date, which I think we're going to tentatively set. I have a date set. I guess I can announce here because why the fuck not? Who really cares? To quote the Carl meme going around Twitter, it don't matter. None of this matters. It's the new Aqua Teen meme going around.
Oh, God.
I want to say we had set a tentative drop date for the 24th, Saturday the 24th of October for the start of season 3.
Something like that.
So we're straight clear of the rest of Venture Month, which is currently going on right now. I'm gonna be rolling out some stuff, some little solo adventures.
We're gonna meme.
We're gonna answer stuff. But yeah,
you've been asking me questions and making me pick things.
Yeah. I guess this is the perfect place to end our recap for season 2. Garden is now done with season 2, guys. I'm so happy.
I've learned.
I'm advancing. We'll be back with season 3 on October 24th. I'm going to drop some solo stuff on our anchor randomly. So keep an eye out for that. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter.
And if there are any developments, we'll drop another news.
Yeah. No, if there's any developments in the in limbo bit. But follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Guild Podcast. We're gonna be doing Venture Month the rest of the month, so we'll be answering those questions, although it gets to a point where I think I'm the only one who's answering them for like a week because it's all about later in the show. And I guess end it the only way we know how.
3, 2, 1, go, Team Venture.
We love you guys.
Thanks for listening.